Hey, excuse me. It's Jeff Salzenstein here. And it's the September edition of TE Plus, the TE Plus VIP call, where you can send in your videos, your questions, you can get on the call. And then we also record the call so that you can have access to it anytime you want. And every month we go through the previous month, big matches on the Pro Tour, so we can study what they're doing well so we can apply it to your game. We might go through some video analysis. We'll talk about mindset. We'll talk about some of my personal clients and the challenges and the breakthroughs that they're having. So lots of good stuff that we're going to do, we're going to go through tonight. So I want to start off with a couple of quick observations. Excuse me, I'm coming to you from Vegas, where actually today Dick Gould was inducted into the USPTA Hall of Fame. I had the good fortune to introduce him for his talk this morning, and then the luncheon, he was inducted into the Hall of Fame along with Frank Brennan, who was a coach. I was so fortunate to be a part of the Stanford family. I was recruited by Stanford, but I wasn't one of their top recruits. I had a full scholarship to go to Notre Dame and a half scholarship to go to Stanford, and I actually chose Stanford. I played five singles my freshman year, my sophomore year. I improved my serve tremendously between my freshman and my sophomore year. And my junior and senior year, because of that improved serve, I played number one singles. We won two national titles, but the lessons I learned from Coach Gould were invaluable. He always had us focusing on getting better every single day. He had us focus on the process. He didn't want to overwork us. He made sure that we had balance. We would come to practice 2:30 to 5, and we'd get in the weight room after. He focused on that balance. He didn't want to overdo it. He knew that he could get us to peak at the right time. He believed in treating people the right way, and he was a class act. And we always did that as a team. We were a class act as a team. And so so many of the lessons that I teach now as a coach were shared with me by someone like Coach Gould. Sure, I learned lessons from other coaches through my own experiences, but having such a coach like that, that you didn't want to disappoint, that you didn't want to let down, that you want to play hard for, respecting him, respecting the game, that was so important for an 18 to 22 year old. And so it was just an absolute honor for me to be able to be a part of that Stanford family and still be a part of it. I went back for the EPAT Cup this past weekend, had a great time. I played against Michael Chang in a little hit and giggle doubles. That was fun. And these memories are great and the relationships are great. And I'm so fortunate to be able to be a part of that, innovating. Coach Gould was an innovator. He always set the bar, always was pushing the needle to get the stadium built, to get to fundraise. The thank you notes were written. He was always thinking outside the box. And I like to think that I learned some of that from him too. I mean, for me to create Tennis Evolution, online tennis instruction, we're moving into video analysis on the website down the road. I believe in this concept of blended learning. I'm going to be teaching it tomorrow to coaches. I want them to understand that we must use videos to help our students get better. It's a visual sport. It's a feel sport. We've got to see it before we can do it. And that's what helped me so much. When I was 19 years old, I didn't have a great serve, and I modeled Goran Ivanisevic, and I developed this big serve. And throughout my career, I modeled people to get better. And I want you to model. Hopefully you're modeling some of my techniques. I want you to model. But for tennis to grow, we've got to get more coaches using online instruction and partnering up with online coaches to help their players get better, help them get more engaged in the learning process. They're going to want to play more if they improve faster, if they improve, okay? So that's my opening for tonight. I also want to talk about a couple of clients. You know, I'm very passionate about the mental side of the game. And many of my challenges and limitations came because of my belief system or lack of belief system. I got to a certain level because of what I believed, but I hit ceilings when I didn't believe. So if you're not visualizing, if you're not meditating, if you're not writing your story and consistently staying with it, you can't expect to get different results. You can't expect to have this the results. You can't expect to change. And I got a box the other day from a student who played a practice match, and she lost pretty handily. And she didn't sound too frustrated. She just said it was interesting that she reverted back to her own habit, her old habits. And those old habits die hard, especially if you're not living into the new habits. Okay, if you're not focusing on the new, the future self that you want to be, you'll just keep repeating who you want to be. So you got to wake up every day to decide to change, make different decisions, change your habits. And you're not going to get different results if you don't do some things differently. I've got another player that's really working on the forehand, turning the hand like this instead of swinging like this. And she's got to go to another level with that focus to be able to make the change, because in matches, she's still reverting to the old forehand. Again, old habits die hard. So you got to stay on them. You got to be diligent with the practice. It's really important to do that. You also have to practice your mental skills. Many of us are challenged with the ability to solve problems. Tennis is a problem-solving sport. And you're out there alone, you've got to figure things out there. And so if you don't have the ability, if you don't have the bandwidth to make adjustments, it's going to be very difficult. So you have to practice your self-talk. Self-talk is everything. Self-talk, how you carry yourself. Do you walk tall and with a purpose? Do you walk with confidence? Do you believe in yourself? Again, self-talk, that dialogue is so huge. So your self-talk, living into a new version of yourself, those are all critical to being successful in tennis, obviously, and to get better if you want to change. It's very difficult without a mentor and a coach. That's why I have people bring me on to make them accountable. I've been working with a pro player that came to me for his serve. He had a big win last month, and he's working on his serve. And his big thing is his hand is getting too far away from his head when he's in the trophy position. So we're getting that hand closer in here, about a 90-degree angle, and he's serving so much better. He's also turning better. He's got that elbow of the enemy going. If we get his serve popping, he can be a top 100 in the world, maybe top 50. He could probably do it, you know? So it's so important to get the serve dialed in and get that mental side dialed in. Now, with that being said, I want to shift over to a match. I want to shift over to a match, some match footage. So let me try to find it here. Let's see here. There we go. Serena Williams, the US Open against Andreescu. Okay, we're going to watch. So this is the first game of the match, add out. This is, you know, arguably the greatest female player of all time. You probably can't say she's the best. You probably could say she's in the category of three. Maybe Steffi Graf. Maybe, is it Monica Seles? Martina Navratilova? You know, Serena's got to probably win a couple more to get it. It's been hard for her. So this first point, double fault into the net. So in this match, her serve let her down. Now, this is, you know, one of the greatest servers of all time. And she struggled in this match with her serve. And I was talking about the last player that I started to help on the serve in the last month. And for the first 5 or 6 months I worked with him, I worked on his mental game, but I would watch matches and see how poorly he was serving. And I knew there was no way that he could get to the next level with the serve he was using. So I also know you can be very positive on the court, but if your skill set's not there, you're going to struggle. Well, anyway, he picked it up real fast. He's improving better. If Serena would have served well in this match, she would have had a chance. So the point is, you've got to practice your serve. You've got to hit targets all the time. So many players send me videos for video analysis and they're not hitting to targets. And I like to put the targets right about 3 feet short of the service box so they can aim shorter. Because you don't want to land the ball deep in the service box. If you're a little bit off, you're going to miss long. So put the targets down short in the box to give you more room for error. Excuse me with that yawn there. So I want to watch this point here. Okay, first takeaway from this match is Serena didn't serve well. You've got to practice your serve. I've got another client right now that the prescription is for her to serve every single day. Now, couple things. This is Andreescu hitting the return. So watch what happens here. So I want you to notice the footwork. Loads the outside leg, lands on the back leg, and kicks it back. Okay, perfect footwork. This is what I teach in the system. Second point I want you to notice, look at where the ball lands. If you want to improve your tennis IQ, you watch videos like this. It lands in what I call the deuce cage. I learned this from Sterling Struthers. So this is the ad cage. Right here, this is the ad cage. And this is the deuce cage. And the ball lands in the deuce cage and rushes Serena. Now I want you to notice something about Serena here. Loads the back leg, switch pattern, lands on the other leg and uses a buggy whip. It's exactly what I teach right there. So we've seen a footwork pattern I teach on the return. We've seen a footwork pattern I teach on the first ball after the serve. We also saw a target to the cage, the deep cage that works. Now this ball lands short. Now, this was a mistake by Andreescu. I don't think she should try a drop shot there, okay? I think after she hits this ball, she should just punish this ball anywhere she wants. She could hit that ball here. She could hit the ball here. Not a great play on the slice there, on the drop shot. And she paid the price, okay? Lots of good stuff here. She lost that point with the drop shot. You can tell Serena, she looks like she wants to kill. All right, let's watch the next point. Wide serve. Okay, so this is a really important point to notice, and I want you to understand this when you're playing singles, what may happen. So, serve out wide, loads the outside leg, open stance, super low and wide. Now, look at the recovery. So super, most people don't get this wide. Now, crossover, there's a crossover. And there's her split. Look at where she splits. She doesn't get all the way to the middle. It's one crossover. Okay, one crossover and split. Okay, now, the thing I want you to notice with the aim is look where the return lands. So the return lands cross court right there. Any good player is going to take this ball down the line and you'll never get it. And that's what Serena does. Serena takes it early. She's off the outside leg. She uses actually an outside hop. Okay, down the line for a winner. Now, where could Andreescu have gone where that ball would not have been hit for a winner? Okay, where could she have gone? She could have gone to the ad cage right here or the deuce cage right here. But because she hit it cross court with angle and short, Serena could redirect down the line. Very important to go ad cage or deuce cage on the return deep, not cross court. You're always going to, many people are going to teach the cross court return. I teach the middle return, the cage return. Okay. Now, this is great. This is perfect 1-2 tennis. This is the first strike tennis that's played, okay? So, let's watch. So the serve is hit. She shuffles out of the way. Notice how you can't really tell what leg she's going off of. But in this case, she goes cross court with the return. But look at where the ball lands. That's the key. If you can land it back there cross court, you're good. If you land it short, you're dead. So she goes cross court. She rushes Serena. And then she gets up to the ball, steps in. She doesn't hit an open stance. Okay, she steps in, and she goes right down the line. Okay, right down the line. Look at where she lands that ball. See, that's not deep. She probably didn't plan to hit it that close to the line. She probably was aiming right here. But that's 1-2. Return, and then down the line. Point over. It's a two-shot combination. Two-shot sequences. Very, very important. Okay, where did she go on the return? Second serve. Look at where she goes. Right on the baseline, right to add cage. Rushes Serena. Look at that follow through from Serena. Check this out. The racket goes literally up over her head like a buggy whip. Very strange. And then Andreescu, she goes with a slice. Interesting choice there to slice it. But she slices it to the cage, to the ad cage right here. Very smart location. Now she's good. She steps in. Notice that movement to the ball. Comes out of her split, crosses over. 1, 2, 3 steps to the ball. Rips the backhand, jumps around. She lands it right here, not even close to the sideline, but still rushes Serena. Running forehand. Buggy whip over here. Okay, buggy whip over here. And great ball. So you see, there's a lot to learn just by watching individual points. Okay, that's a 1-2. Again, that's a 1-2 combination from Andreescu. Good stuff. So let's watch this. Serena loads, outside leg, big lunge across. This leg kicks back, uses the buggy whip. A lot of the things that I teach. Now, the buggy whip, she didn't drive enough. Look at where her arm goes. Goes back behind her instead of in front like this, it goes back like this. And now the buggy lands short right there. Andreescu is just going to tee off on this forehand. Notice the footwork. Loads the outside leg, lands on the front foot right to there. Easy. It's footwork, it's strength, it's understanding the combinations, two shot combinations, huge. See how much info there is here? Right there, Serena with a double fault. So I mentioned the serve earlier. Imagine if she served big in this match. She could have won this match. But her serve is definitely off. Yeah. Right here is her foot, and she jumps really far to the right. Serve is totally off, technically. And then you'll see her face after she loses the set. Let's see if they show her face. Look at her confidence. Look at the face. See, this is emotional challenges here, right? She looks like she's crying, she's shaking her head, she's frustrated. This is not the time to shake your head in the finals of the U.S. Open. This is the time to stay composed, say, okay, I can solve this. But she looks like she's about to lose it right now. So it's a lot for her, you know, not serving well, mentally kind of losing it, tough. And then she's playing a player that's just so mentally strong. Cage on that ball. No, not a lot of risk there, right? Look at that down the line, no risk. And then she goes down the line. I love this pattern right here. Love this pattern. All right, so she's got the backhand. She chooses to go down the line, but notice how she hits it. Okay, she's hitting it back towards the middle, right? She hit it right there. She didn't try to hit it down the line. Then the next ball comes back. Now she cuts the angle, outside hop, boom. Pretty amazing, right? Down the line, but the first down the line was here. It wasn't here. That's where players mess up. They aim too close to the line. There's your double fault. Mentally shaking her head. Look at the body language. Not what we want there. If we're trying to win a grand slam, this is not what we do in this moment. But Serena's a fighter. There's no question about it. These girls are winning points with this is a great pattern. They're winning points with down the lines. Stepping in, over the shoulder, shoulder around. Look at that aim right there. Very safe target. She sees it float. Now watch the buggy whip. Boom. Amazing. Easy. Back to front with the footwork. Check this out. Loads. Lands on the front foot. Back to front, squares up, good stuff. Nice buggy whip right there. Watch this. So she runs over the ball, outside leg, kind of a square up look at the buggy whip. She goes buggy whip here. And she gets it. And that fan is super happy with the comeback. She's dejected. Again, look at this. Can't be dejected in the finals of the US Open. Look, just shaking her head. That's not the look of someone who's going to win. Okay? That's someone who's distraught. And it's going to show up. The other girl's stronger mentally. Great shot by Serena. There's your double fault on game point. There's your body language. Look, there's the, I mean, she's trying to laugh it off, but you can just tell something's not right. Notice again, Andreescu, she goes down the line on the return. But when I say down the line, she's hitting it back through the middle more. No angle. Then she goes down the line. Boom. It's got her now. Then she goes to the other corner. Bye-bye. And then she's trying to hit that forehand on the run. It's not going to happen. How about that return? Right to the cage, good stuff. And then look at this. She just freaks out there. I don't know what happens there. That was strange. Watch this in fast motion. And there's a lot to learn from this match. It was weird. It was like she didn't swing at it. Very bizarre. It's just out of sorts. Body language, head down. What are you showing your opponent when you do that? And this is, again, one of the greatest players of all time. There's your cage return. So, again, look at the footwork. Load. Yep. Lunge. And then jammed in the cage. And then Serena goes to the wrong spot. She should have gone here. Wrong spot. It's a good ball right there. Now it's 5-1. Lots of down the lines you'll see in middles, right? All these shots. Big comeback. Big, big comeback. So you can see she's getting a little better with her body. Look at, there's her super fan right there. Coming back. There's another Serena fan. Serving for it. Oof, just flagged that ball, right? Where was she aiming there? She definitely wasn't aiming for the service line. Got to aim for the service line in that moment. Buggy whip. Defense. Buggy whip. And that's good running from Serena here. Misses it. Comeback city. These guys are getting excited. Trainer and husband. There's another air. That was a match point. All right, 15-30. Go through the middle. Middle. Inside out. Inside in, huge margin, and she wins the U.S. Open. Okay, so there's a lot there, a lot to unpack. There's football, there's footwork, there's shot selection, there's mindset, there's body awareness, there's the serve. Again, you got to practice your serve to targets. It lets Serena down in this match. So we really got to see if we get that, you know, get that to improve for all players, right? Okay, so now I want to change gears a little bit. We'll go back to another match in a bit, but I want to show a match, a video of a student just to point out a couple of things, okay? So here's a player, a high school player, trying to work on his serve. I've got him in the half serve. He lives in Arizona. Came with his dad to visit me. Got his elbow up because it had a low elbow issue. So that looks pretty good. The elbow could be a little bit lower. And then look at the S curve right here, the butt kind of sticking back. He's got to get that pelvic tilt going, okay? He's got too much curve in the low back. Elbow stays is nice. Look at that, great flexibility there. Now, this offhand should be tucking into the body more and see how it comes out away. That's not ideal, so you got to work on that arm. Also, you can see the side bend of the upper body. We want him to be a little more upright when he makes contact, and then so that he can pronate as well better. I shouldn't say pronate better because he's side bending. Just we want him to pronate better in general, okay? But he's doing a pretty good job of it. Also, we'd like to see this foot go into the court more, kind of just goes up and down, right? We'll watch one more serve. So we got him in the half serve, starting on the right side. Then he has a nice turn. Elbow's in a good position. That's better with the hand right there. Like to see him a little more upright when he serves and a little bit more into the court with the feet. So it's so key to use the half serve if you have a low elbow or a high elbow, okay? It's key to use the half serve if your motion breaks down at the beginning. It's key to jump so that your body gets into the court more instead of to the side. Those are just a few of the things that I would improve on this player and want him to work on next. Again, remember the offhand as well, tucking in better. Let's see if I can find the U.S. Open final. Rafa Nadal. Okay, here we go. This will be the last video of the night before we wrap up. Okay, Rafa Nadal. Facing break point. Okay. This is a pretty easy ball, right? I mean, he just totally shanks that in the middle of the net. You don't see Nadal do that much. He's clearly tight. Even the best in the world get tight. But look how he walks when he's done. You can't even tell that he missed the shot, right? Look how far back Nadal is to return serve. Isn't this crazy? We never would have seen this years ago. Look at where he's at. Incredible. Basically just lobbed the ball back. Look, he's basically moonballing. How about that? He got the air, the break back. Look at the body language. Look at the conviction. All right, so that was a big moment. Let's see what happens here. Take it back to the return. Okay, really far back, buggy whip return. That's what I want you to see. Now, look where the ball lands. Now, here's your approach shot. He brings it back through the middle more, so he doesn't try to thread the needle. Nadal just makes him hit a passing shot. Like, these guys are not going for the lines. And he goes with the topspin lob. Nothing close to the sideline. Great stuff from both. That was actually set point. There's a buggy return. There's a lot of buggy whips happening out here on the tour. That's why I like players to train it. Watch this right here. There's your buggy whip above the head. Looks great. Is that another buggy? I believe so. If you're not training your buggy whip, I'd like to see him extend more on it, but still good. Great hands by Nadal. Wow. And notice how the first volley was short. Okay. First volley was short. That volley was short. Boom, right there. Could have even been shorter. Made him come up. That's huge. The body language as he walks. The racket work here. No swing. Notice how he's moving Nadal side to side, hitting a lot of down the line balls. It's great defense. There's your second set from Nadal. Look how far back Medvedev is to return. Notice how he's changing directions with every shot. Got a good down the line backhand. There's buggy whip, buggy whip. Great point, huh? Nice slice, nice buggy whip. Wow. Nice butt. Nice defense. Incredible point. Short volley. Incredible. Look how far back Medvedev is. There's your down the line. Smart play up high. There's another down the line. Now, why is he serving and volleying? One, he's down two sets to love. Look how far back Nadal is. And he's reaching. So it's a no-brainer to serve and volley and just cherry pick a volley to the open court. Smart play. I love that about Medvedev. He's willing to adjust. Are you willing to adjust, play different patterns? There's your serve and volley. Nonstop. There's your down the line approach. Nice stuff. Set number three to Medvedev. Look at him serving volley off the wide serve. He could have hit a better volley there. Good stuff. Swinging volley off of a shoestring. There's a serving volley from Nadal, but it doesn't work when, oh my gosh, this was like one of the best shots I've ever seen. Check this out. Look where he's standing when he hits this ball. Incredible. And you just don't see that, people doing that. That's crazy. There's your buggy whip to the service line. There's your cage ball. You got hurt on it. Medvedev on fire. Got beat with an inside out forehand. Two all deuce. I was watching this live and I thought how much Nadal was running him that Medvedev wasn't going to be able to sustain it like a point like this. The amount of running that was done this game. Using the slice. Just being solid, not overhitting. See, look at that, right through the middle. I'm going to take a chance here. That's the difference between a club player and a pro. Nadal's not going to take a chance here. Club players are going to go for a winner. Amazing. So if you look at that shot that he hit at the end, so he's running up, finds his front foot, crazy, crazy, crazy rip there off of a low ball. So good. Don't use that at home. You might hurt yourself. It's a great ball. So let's go back here on that forehand angle. Just want you to see how Medvedev hits this angle. Look where he's standing. Look at his swing over his shoulder. Look where the ball lands. So you can hit an angle with the ball going over the shoulder. And look at the slide that Nadal makes. Incredible get. Not a great drop shot. Great topspin lob. Oh my gosh. How does Nadal win this point? Isn't this incredible? The dig and the fight. Totally incredible. Big moments here. You got the time violation. And he double faults. So that time violation makes a difference. Add in serve and volley. See, he's standing so far back, the serve and volley works. And then Nadal, the much improved serve. We started the call talking about the serve and improving it, talking about Serena, and then we finish it. Nadal gets a free point. It's 124 mile an hour serve, right? Nadal has worked on his serve, and that's what's getting him over the hump in many of these matches now. Yes, he could probably win anyway, but with this serve, it's making his matches easier. Such a big serve to finish it. 124. He wasn't hitting 124 before. All right, so just want to review tonight your serve. Got to improve your serve. Number two, your body language. It's huge. Remember Serena? Better body language. Play through the cage. Play through the middle more until you can open up the court. Play people side to side. Did I say work on your serve? We showed some footwork patterns as well. A lot of cool stuff that we talked about. We also went over serve technique. So half serve is a great drill to get this elbow in the right place and get that shoulder turn correct. All right, I hope you enjoyed the call tonight. Thanks so much, and we'll see you next week.